Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccount. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Restaurante. How you doing this morning? It is October 3 today. We are into fall. The summer is behind us. My pool has its cover on it.
Ooh, so sad.
Yeah.
So sad, Mark.
You know, we put the cover on the pool simply because this is Topsfield Fair Week, mm-hmm. and Laura and I work at the booth all week long, and we know that the leaves are going to fall this week.
Sure, yeah.
And watching the pool get filled with leaves was not fun, so we put the pool cover on.
Ah, good call.
Yeah.
Good
and
call.
And I don't think it's really pool weather anymore anyway. So.
It really isn't. Well, no, I see you next year.
Yeah, that's right. It's all good. And speaking of the Topsfield Fair, we're going to probably throw a little... We'll pepper the show with Topsfield Fair references. The fair opened on Friday. Towards the end of the show, I have my guest, Jamie O'Brien, who is the general manager of the fair. He'll be calling in to tell us about what's going on at the fair today and through the rest of the week. He'll bring us all up to date, but we are here to provide you with some financial advice in a language you can understand. My name is Mark Friedman. Like I said, I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, where we provide financial planning and investment management advice to individuals and families who live all around the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the southern New Hampshire area. If now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning and investment management needs, I hope you'll give our office a call. Many people come to us in their 50s, 60s, 70s when they say, you know, it was fun for a while having a whole bunch of people managing my money. I had a broker over here, an investment guy over here, an insurance guy over here. I did some stuff on my own. I got my 401k, I got a 403b, got stuff scattered. I got a pension coming in. I got to make a decision about Social Security. And now I realize it was kind of fun trying to figure this out. But now I got to get serious because my paycheck's going to stop and I got to use all of this money, all these resources that I have in front of me and try to figure out how do I recreate my income so I can do the things that I want to do, so I can buy stuff for my children and my grandchildren. I can go on vacations. I can plan for my future and I can have success in front of me. That's what we try to help you achieve at Friedman Financial. We've been doing it since 1968. Everyone always asks, Mark, tell me about the firm. How big is the firm? Well, here we go. 483 households that we serve. We manage over $600 million at Friedman Financial. Every single one of our clients has a financial plan. I can print up a net worth statement, a total net worth statement for every single one of our clients. Because frankly, you've heard this expression, to be a fiduciary, and that's what we are, to be a fiduciary and to place your interest first. My greatest belief is that in order to do that, you need to know where everything is and what everything is worth before you ever invest a dollar. And that's what we know at Friedman Financial. We know what you have in your bank account. It's because you tell us, of course. It's not like I'm doing some secretive creeping into your accounts or anything. I mean, you're sharing this information with us. Money that's in the bank, money in your 401k and 403bs, money in insurance accounts and investment accounts. Well, we get a copy of your tax return. We look at your automobile policy, your homeowner's policy, your umbrella policy. We look at everything. We review your benefits booklets to make sure you're maximizing all of the benefits available to you. That's what a good financial planner does. Investing is important, but it's not the most difficult part of a financial planning relationship. The most difficult part is making sure that we know where everything is and what everything is worth, and that you're getting the collective advice that you need in the situation that you are in. But I, well, you know, what we try to do is, I said, we try to give you financial advice in a language you can understand. So here is evidence of it. For the past 3 weeks, I have been telling all of our listeners to go in advance, either online or to the offices at the Topsfield Fair, the ticket office, and buying your tickets in advance, buying your parking in advance, buying food coupons or food vouchers in advance, and buying ride tickets in advance, because they were dramatically, dramatically discounted compared to what the price is today if you walk into the fair. And so all I heard yesterday was people, you know, crying and moaning about the fact, can you believe how much parking is? Can you believe how much the entrance ticket is? Well, folks, stop complaining. It was available to you to forget it for almost close to half of the cost if you had just done a little pre-planning. Most people just expect everything to just be handed to them and given to them. I mean, there was a guy on the that posted, I think, on the Topsfield Fair Facebook site. He says, you know, because of COVID, parking should just be free. And I'm like, what does one have anything to do with the other? And this is the kind of rationalization that you're seeing right now. Granted, there are some people that have really struggled during the periods of COVID. But according to Fidelity, while some people were struggling, other people have been richly rewarded. Fidelity reports today that the average 401k plan is up 80. The number of 401k plans with more than $1 million in it is up 84% from last year. There are 412,000 people who use Fidelity Brokerage to host their 401k that have over $1 million in their 401k. Oh, by the way, there's also, if you don't have a 401k at Fidelity, but maybe you have your IRA at Fidelity, did you know that there are 341,000 people who have more than $1 million in their IRA, and that's up 64% from last year? Oh, but you're saying, well, Mark, that's just for the millionaires. What's the average account balance over at Fidelity right now? Fidelity, and this is just coming from their own reports. Fidelity reported last week that the average 401k balance for anybody who has a 401k at Fidelity is $129,300. So all the people at Fidelity who maintain a 401k at Fidelity, the average account size is $129,000, up 27% from last year. A number of IRA accounts, just not 401ks, you just have an IRA, a Roth IRA, an IRA, average account balance, $139,000 is the average account balance. That's up 24% from last year. In addition to that, banks are reporting the amount of money that people have saved in their bank accounts is up dramatically. They don't know what to do with all of the cash that they have on deposit, because more and more people have money in cash more than ever before. A lot of it is because of the fact that many people were collecting unemployment checks and they had that bonus unemployment check that came for for several months. There's the child tax credit checks that you've been receiving. Bank accounts are exploding because, frankly, over the past year and a half, we weren't spending money. We were staying home. I mean, how many people really traveled? How many people really spent a lot of money? Did you go clothes shopping besides on Amazon? I mean, where did you buy stuff? What did you do? Now, don't get me wrong. There is a segment of the population that truly struggled and has had some financial problems, but it is not the majority of the population here in America. In fact, it's a minority of the population. Many of those that lost their jobs, many of those found themselves making more money during the COVID period of an unemployment check and an extra pandemic unemployment check than ever before. And that's frankly one of the reasons why so many people are reluctant to go back to work right now. They say, well, now that I have the money and I don't need to go back just yet because I haven't spent any of the money, maybe we'll just wait it out through Christmas. We'll see what happens. And I know that I'm ruffling some feathers. I know that I'm upsetting some people listening to this, because that's not their story. That's not your story. But I'm telling you, your story is not America's story. America has several fractions, several parts of our population, of our demographics, of our socioeconomic style. Just because, and so I'm going on this rant because of the guy that posted, maybe there should be free parking at the Topsfield Fair because of COVID-19. How dare they charge us? And that infuriates me. Stop that. We all have a responsibility to be fiscally and financially responsible for ourselves. Step up to the plate, do some research, be responsible. There are many ways in which we can save money left and right. Do we need to buy $200 pairs of sneakers? Do we need to go and buy expensive bottles of wine at a restaurant when you can buy it for a third of the price at the local liquor store? Can we cook food at home? Do we need to run to Starbucks every day to get a $3 or $5, what I call a foofy coffee? You know, I get a black coffee wherever I go. Black coffee. No sugar, no cream, black coffee. But these people that come in with, you know, a double latte with an extra twist, soy milk, extra almond butter, can I have a, with real whipped cream, 6 shots of espresso and 19 sugars, please? And they surprise, $9 for that? Well, what the heck do you expect? What do you expect? Biff, you see this all the time, right? It's crazy what people spend.
Yeah, but that is so true. I mean, you just stand in line at Starbucks, and it's like, sometimes it's like 20 minutes for the order.
And I'm
actually, they have it written down.
Yeah, they do. I think there should be an express station at Starbucks where it's just, you want to make it easy? Make it an honor system. Black coffee, put it in one of those containers there, let people walk
there
up.
There you go.
Scan your little Starbucks app, a drop a buck or something. How much is really just black coffee? Right, all that other, you crazies that want to stand in line for all this extra foofy stuff so you can get an extra star on your Starbucks app.
And 9 sugars, please.
I had a guy at the Topsfield Fair. We have 12-ounce Styrofoam cups. They're not big Styrofoam cups for coffee, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guy says, I'd like three creams, 8 sugars with my coffee. It's like, there's no room for the coffee in these cups, guy.
Should we call an ambulance now?
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. But, you know,
going to go into a diabetic coma.
So, you know, the way people are spending money, we can be responsible. You can be thoughtful. You can bring your coffee to work if you want. God forbid. Or, actually, I think it's funny that most offices have free coffee at work, but we insist on buying our own before we walk in the door. Oh, I got to stop at, you know, Starbucks downstairs.
Isn't that true? I mean, that is so true.
Oh, my God. The office makes it available for you. Or I got to buy a bottled water. Because the water at the office isn't as good? No, but you'll fill up your water bottle at work, but you got to buy water on your way in. We have to be responsible. We got to stop blaming people for wanting to make money. I mean, look, the Topsfield Fair is no different from this radio station, is no different from Coca-Cola, it's no different from Macy's or Palana. We're there to make money. You want to invest? Look, you want to invest in your 401k. I want to make money in my 401k. Well, the only way you make money in your 401k is when your 401k goes up. And do you know why it goes up? Because your 401k consists of mutual funds. And in those mutual funds are individual stocks. And every one of the stocks that you own have CEOs that are making hundreds of millions of dollars in many cases. But if they don't make money, you don't make money. So if you're upset about, as Elizabeth Warren, one of my favorite people, says, the millions and billionaires are destroying America, well, if you believe with her, then why are you investing in your 401k? By keeping money in your 401k and investing in those mutual funds and hoping that you make money, you're supporting those millionaires and billionaires because it's their job to make you money. So before you start being so darn hypocritical, make a decision. Do you support her vision or do you support your vision? And so that's my opening rant for the morning. I'm a little geared up there a little bit.
Woo!
Oh, we're going. Woo! So here
he
we go.
Fired up this
here we
morning,
go.
Folks.
Financial. That, my friends, is real financial advice in a language you can understand. We're going to take a quick break. When we're back, I'm going to talk a little bit about the fair. I'm going to talk about some really interesting ways that you're going to start thinking about your money, because the way I'm seeing people pull money out of their accounts, it's reckless. And you could be doing such a better job We'll be back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. With all that's gone on over the past couple years, perhaps retirement is sounding pretty good. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? It's time for a real plan, a plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced and we're fiduciaries. We listen and we collaborate with your best interests in mind. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us for answers to your why, how, and what if questions. If now is the time to get serious about your retirement, please give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, in the new Daniela's Ristorante, Peabody.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, and host of this show, Dollars and Cents, where in January I'll be celebrating my 10th anniversary of doing this show. And I think the radio station will welcome me back. 10 years, am I out, Biff? Is that the end of...
Yeah, 10, you're out. You're done.
I got to turn it over to somebody else.
Mark, too many rants. Sorry.
And yeah, sorry for the last...
No, I'm pretty sure that they'll renew that contract.
I think so. I'm hoping because, you know, they pay me so much to do this,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Well, you're going to have to... You and your agent going to have to sit down, you know, exactly. With Todd and, you know, like normally.
Yeah, that's right. And Todd, you know, says...
How many millions?
Yeah, he says, well, Mark, it's going to cost you a little bit more money this year. Just so you know, I do not get paid to do this show. I actually pay to be on this this show, and probably Todd's going to hit me up for more money next year. But that's okay.
Well, the better you get, the more you have to pay.
It seems somewhat illogical there, but that's what happens. Anyways, you know, it's been interesting. You know, we in fact, on the way out, Biff was just playing the song Money, Money, Money from Mamma Mia. And just so you know, because this is a local radio show, and I try to support all sorts of local businesses, the music theater opened up, I think, this weekend with Mamma Mia at the theater. Check that out. They are back in doing musical theater in the North Shore Music Theater. Thanks to Bill Haney, thanks to Karen Nesembeni, and so many others that have put this together. And we're loving the fact that musicals are back. After Mamma Mia, I think we will have Christmas Carol, which will be here for December. And then starting in, I think, March or April of next year, we'll get the full lineup of all of the traditional musicals. Kinky Boots is coming to the theater next year. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. You know, when you think about money and the success that the stock market has had, some people might be a little, surprised when for the first time in probably several months, they're going to open up their September statement. Or they're going to look online and they're going to realize, uh-oh, I didn't make money this month. In fact, my account went down. And in fact, some people say, oh, the market's been doing terribly. The market is not doing terribly. The market's just off a little bit for the past, I don't know, month or so. And if some people just get their statements quarterly, if that's when you get your statements and you review them then, you're probably going to see that your account has gone probably nowhere for the quarter. Pretty flat, up and down just a little bit. But let's bring things back into reality, folks. Yes, you know, the market's had a couple, a couple tough weeks. But I got the numbers in front of me through September 30th. And just because the S&P 500, and by the way, do we all know what the S&P 500 is? The S&P 500 is the largest 500 stocks that trade on the exchanges, the S&P 500. Now, when we look at the S&P 500, do we take 500 stocks and divide the values of each of those stocks equally? No. The S&P 500 is what's called a market-weighted stock index. So the larger the company, the more value and the more attention it gets in the valuation of the portfolio. So companies like Google and Tesla and Microsoft and Amazon and Facebook have much larger weightings than does, Macy's. You know, Macy's is part of that group too, but, you know, how much impact is Macy's going to have? So let's think about this. The S&P 500 for the month of September was down 3.69%. So that means if you had $100, you now have roughly $96. Is that painful? Oh, right. Well, you know, if you had $1 million and your portfolio dropped to $960,000, would you say, oh my God, I just lost $40,000? You might say, oh, that's a big number. But what if you had $100,000 and it dropped 3.69? I'm rounding down to 4%. You had $100,000 and you go, oh my God, Mark, I lost $4,000 in the month. Is it a big deal? It's a percentage. It's not the dollars, it's the percentage. But here's the reality check, folks. Since the beginning of the year, you know how the S&P 500 is doing? It's up 17.4%. Even with the market being down over the last couple of weeks, it's still up 17.24%. Now, what were we expecting out of the S&P 500 or any stock index over the course of a year? Well, no one really knows what to expect, but my hope is that on average over the years, if you're just invested in a stock index, it'll do somewhere between 8 and 10%. And here we are three quarters of the way in, and the S&P 500, despite being off 4% for the month, 3.69, it's still up 17.24%. But what's always interesting to me is that I can talk about the S&P 500 all I want, but if I asked you, what did the S&P close at last night? Or I didn't close last night because that would have been Saturday night. The market wasn't open. But what did the S&P close at on Friday night? You have no idea. Or very few people do. The people that are in the business know, but the average population only knows what the Dow did. What's the Dow Jones Industrial doing right now? Well, what did the Dow close at? Or where is the Dow? Well, I don't even know what the number is, but I know that number hovers around 34,000 is where the Dow is. It was as high over 35,000, and it's hovering in the 33, 34,000 range. Am I concerned? Not in the least bit. In fact, I'm welcoming it. I hope it drops further, to tell you the truth. What? Mark, what? You want it to drop? Yes, I want it to drop because we all need a wake-up call. We have become so stubborn in believing that the stock market just goes up. We have become so stubborn in believing that housing prices just go up. Folks, we need a reality check, and a big-time reality check. Do you know that back in 2020, when the stock market, almost a year and a half ago, when the stock market dropped due to the coronavirus, do you remember where the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit? Now, remember, we're now at 34,000. The Dow Jones Industrial dropped below 18,000 into the 17,000 range. So in 1 year, boom, we've doubled in some cases if you had just invested in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. But meanwhile, we don't want to seem to give up on wanting more. We are so gluttonous. We need more. We want more. We want more. But we want to keep it more for ourselves and more to spend. Having more is okay, as long as you know what to do with it. But you have to be a realist in knowing that sometimes things go up. Oh, my goodness. Have you seen the cost of gas? The cost of gas? Have you seen the cost of gas in Europe? Have you seen the cost of gas in California? I was just out there 3 weeks ago. It's $5 for a gallon of gas in California. Our gas is dirt cheap. Anybody that complains that they're spending $3 or $4 for a gallon of gas and thinks that that's ridiculous, put a real, just an average inflation factor on gas, and it should be far higher than what it is right now. You go to Europe and you'll pay close to $9 for a gallon of gas. Actually, you buy it by the liter over there. We have cheap gas. We have to stop complaining about things that we are complaining about. Costs of goods go up. Look, I'm working at the Topsfield Fair booth. I have the B'nai B'rith booth at the Topsfield Fair. Our food prices have gone up 20 to 40% in buying our food. So should I not raise my prices at the window? Should a restaurant not raise their prices because food costs are going up? And they're also struggling trying to find help? So they're working twice as hard at a lesser profit margin because you don't want them to change the price on their menu? Oh, my goodness. But meanwhile, we'll take the extra checks every time the government's willing to send one to us. And we won't complain about that now, will we? And oh, my goodness. And by the way, I'm not going to go work. I'm just going to sit at home and wait to collect more checks. Well, restaurants are struggling. Businesses are struggling. People are offering signing bonuses. Signing bonuses. The last time we had signing bonuses was back in the late 1998, 1999 during the dot-com boom because people were jumping from tech company to tech company to tech company because someone was always willing to pay them more. We have not only do you have signing bonuses, you got a Dunkin' Donuts that's saying you can get $16 an hour working for us. Now, granted, that includes tips. But tips? I don't know. I'm going to go on another rant here right now. This whole tip jar thing is getting to be freaking ridiculous. If I walk up to Dunkin' Donuts and get a cup of coffee, that's your job. Get me coffee. I didn't get you coffee. Get coffee from you so I could tip you. And half the time, I don't know how many times this has happened to me at some of the local Dunkin' Donuts, I'll pay cash and the order will come to, I don't know, $3.76 and I'll hand them $4 and I'll wait for my change and instead they just drop it in the cup. They just assume I'm not going to take it. Yeah, Biff's looking at me surprised.
Really?
You haven't had that happen?
No, I mean, they don't ask?
In some places, it's just kind of assumed.
Wow.
It is just... And here's the worst of it. Here's, to me, the insanity. You know who tips more than anybody else in America?
People in the service industry.
Well, yes, they tip great, okay? Absolutely, people in the service industry. But the younger population, they believe everything that they buy at every store, you got to throw a dollar in the jar. You got to throw an extra dollar. What? Why? Why? That makes no sense to me. So I'm looking around. So here's my thing. At the fair. So I go, I'm at the Topsfield Fair. Everybody knows that. I'm working at the Topsfield Fair. I go around and these guys that are selling, you know, lemonade for $14 for a lemonade and they have a tip jar out. A tip jar? And you're already gouging the customer. A tip jar? That is crazy. Maybe you should take a dollar back for every lemonade you're willing to purchase. The whole tip thing. Yeah, Biff just has a laugh track on the radio show today.
That's what I get paid for, Mark.
Right, thanks for the laugh track. All right, so I'll back up again. I'll get real for a minute. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is down for the month 3% rather than 4% on the S&P, is still up 13.72% year to date. Now, let's be clear. What is the Dow Jones Industrial Average? The Dow Jones Industrial Average. How many stocks are in the Dow Jones Industrial Average? Biff, do you know?
I'm not answering any more questions.
Do you think it's more or less than the S&P 500?
More.
Ooh, You lose.
I lose. There you go. 50-50 chance. There you go. That's Biff right there. 50-50 chance, and he picked the wrong one.
Let's get him back on the laugh track.
I feel like Ed McMahon.
That's right. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the thing that everybody hears about, you know, that you see that the Dow is up or down today, you know, it's hanging at 34,000. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is comprised of, get this, 30 stocks.
Boom. That's less than 500.
That is definitely like, oh, you're good.
No, I'm
you're on a roll.
I'm starting to wake up a little bit.
There you go. So the 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average represent some of the leading or the leading company in the various sectors or industries in the economic platform here out in America. So it's interesting that many people say, I want to beat the S&P 500. I then ask them, well, what is the S&P trading at? And they go, well, 34,000. I go, no, that's the Dow Jones Industrial Average. All right. They said, well, then what's in the Dow? And people confuse those two things. Now, by the way, the other thing, you've heard of this thing called the NASDAQ. That's the third one that everyone talks about, the NASDAQ. NASDAQ is generally made up of more focused technology, information, communication companies, all that kind of stuff. The NASDAQ is down almost 5% for the month of September, but still up 13.59%. So, are you complaining at 13.59%? I sure hope not, because if you are, you're misguided in some of the expectations here. I mean, we are expecting over the long term, because when we look to build portfolios for our clients, and if you're going to build a well-balanced portfolio, certainly if you're approaching retirement or in retirement, you want to have some money in the stock market, some money in the bond market. That 60-40 mix, that plain vanilla ordinary 60-40 mix, you should be hoping for 6 to 8% over the years. There's going to be years when you're more than that, years when you're less than that. But gosh, if someone comes to me and they said, well, you know, I want to look to you, Mark, and maybe you can get me, I don't know, better than what I'm doing. I'm doing 14%. Can you get me 20? I don't know. No, that's the truth. No, that's not what's going to happen. You've been lucky. Sometimes we get lucky, and sometimes it's stuff beyond our control. We're going to shoot for 6 to 8. And if that doesn't work, that's okay, because we take this serious. This is not fun where you go to Encore and you know, make a couple $100 one day, and you know, oh man, I put down $850 and I walked away with 600. Yeah, that's a pretty good return. And so you come back because you made the 600, you throw that down on the table and you lost everything. So what was your average rate of return? It was negative. That, you know, so we're not going to take those wild swings. We're not going for home runs. We're a singles and doubles company. That's what we're shooting for you. And I'm looking at the clock and I got to shoot for a break. So we're going to take one. Just a reminder to you, we put out a free weekly newsletter. It's called Planning Pointers. It lands in your mailbox every Friday at 10:30. It's filled with small little stories, three stories. In fact, the Fidelity story that I shared with you earlier today was in my newsletter this past week. How to get the newsletter and join the 7,000 other subscribers. Go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, Financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page on our website. You can put in your name, your email address, and you'll get some financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial right here on North Shore 104.9.
Message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries, enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante, Peabody.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. Let's face it,
Your retirement will be nothing like your parents'. Your life won't be based on a fixed income, and instead, in today's world, it will be up to you to make tax-smart decisions on your 401k, your IRAs, and the rest of your investment portfolio. And it's all with a goal of using this money to support your spending needs for the rest of your life. This is serious business, and at Friedman Financial, we can help. With more than 50 years of experience serving this local community, we deliver financial advice in a language you can understand. Visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Let's make your retirement all that you've dreamed it could be.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Restaurante at 41 Cross Street, where they serve the greatest and the very best garlic bread as just a free little dish that they bring to your table just to tempt you. It's so good there. I know Daniela's, she advertises here on this radio station. I just want you to know that I asked them to advertise, and I have them do it for free. So all those ads you hear for Daniela's Restaurant and the Palana and mm-hmm. Daniela's Cafe,
yep.
They are not paying a spot to be here on this radio station. I love the restaurant so much, and I want to give them some success that I give. They do this radio ad for free. They do not pay for this at all. And you say, oh, Mark, they must pay you in food and all
that
stuff.
They pay you in garlic bread.
They pay me in garlic bread. I do not take any money from them either. It's a nice exchange. It's a good relationship that we
nice.
Have. That is just, I just want to just put
well, they,
that out
they're
there.
Your neighbor.
They are my neighbor.
They're and, your you know, neighbor.
So we're like family. So I we mean, take care of
your
each
business
other.
Neighbor, that is.
Yeah, and I mean, I eat lunch there three times a week.
There you go.
So that's my thing.
Who's paying? I mean, you're definitely
I pay them. I basically pay them. But, you know, I love this place there. And they're very nice.
Nice.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's one of those places where, you know, remember Cheers, where everybody knows your name?
Sure. Yeah.
You know, Norm!
Yeah. Mark!
Yeah. Well, it's nice. It's nice to go to those.
No, it's definitely nice.
Yeah.
I mean, to feel welcome. And like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you want to feel welcome somewhere, come visit us at the Topsfield Fair today.
There you go.
The B'nai B'rith booth is very busy and very open. And if you do come swing by our booth, it's just my wife, Laura.
I don't think it's either or.
No, or I, or me, whatever the proper English is. If you come and see us and you say, hey, I heard you on Dollars and Cents, I got a special treat for you at no cost to you. I'm feeling it. I'm in a given mood today.
Oh, wow. Man. What'd you have for breakfast?
I don't know.
Did you have for breakfast?
I don't know. What was in that coffee? I have no idea. And hey, coming up in the next segment, we're going to get Jamie O'Brien, who's the general manager from the Topsfield Fair, to bring you up to date on what's going on there. Just so you know, yesterday was the hot dog eating contest at the fair. We had, I don't know.
How'd it go?
Oh, not only did it go, I think we had maybe 200,000 people. No, it wasn't 200,000. But well over 1,000 people watching the hot dog eating contest.
Fantastic.
We had 10 contestants eating quarter pound all beef Hebrew National hot dogs. 7 minutes to see how many you could eat.
Not those 4 ounce hot
dogs. No, those two ounce wimpy water soluble pork filled hot dogs.
Water filled.
Yeah, that what is his name? I don't even know the guy's name. It doesn't even matter. In the Coney Island hot dog, Nathan's hot dog.
He's got nothing. Got nothing on.
Got nothing
on the Topsfield Fair.
Yeah, I'd like to see him try to eat a quarter pound all beef hot dog.
A real dog
in a real bun. Well, we put away 9 of them. The winner put away 9 of them. That's the equivalent of 18 regular hot dogs. But, you know, it's probably something more like 64 regular hot dogs.
In what period of time, Mark?
7 minutes.
7 minutes, okay.
So congratulations to Pete Davikos for winning second time in winning. He's our two-time reigning champion for winning this competition. So kudos to him.
Congrats.
Yeah, so hopefully he'll be back again to defend his title. So, hey, I wanted to tell you something that I wanted to add to this conversation about the stock market that's been going on, because the stock market has been very good this year. There's no question about it. It's actually been surprisingly better than anybody expected as we're coming out of this coronavirus and everything else. And people say, well, Mark, have you heard the stories about this infrastructure plan and the tax plan and all that stuff? Well, I don't know if my dad's listening, but as my dad always used to tell me growing up, there's two things you never want to see get made, and that's laws and sausages. And I can't tell you how many how much negotiation goes on behind the scenes to try to get these packages passed. But for those of you that were worried that, oh my goodness, my taxes are going up, yeah, someday they'll go up. I don't think you're going to see anything that's all that significant come 2022. And by the way, there's nothing retroactive for 2021. Don't worry about that. At least that's my opinion. I can't guarantee anything, of course. But are our costs going up? Sure, they're going up. And one of the biggest reasons why costs are going up is because we can't get materials. I mean, last week I talked about the challenges that we've seen over at the car dealerships. You know, there's very little on the lot, and you're paying a premium for a car. There's all these container ships that I just read about in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. There's so many container ships lined up in the ports outside of California, and they can't get enough help to bring it in. And, oh, by the way, they don't work on Sundays. Are you kidding me? We can't figure out a way to get people to work on the ports, and maybe, I don't know, maybe it's the unions, whatever, but they won't bring stuff in on Sundays? Folks, we got to get stuff into the shops. I mean, go around, go to Home Depot, go to places. You're going to see a lot of empty shelves. We need semiconductors. We need lumber. We need all sorts of these parts. But until we do, it's what's called supply and demand. That's the way this works, folks. This is called basic economic principles. When there's not enough supply and there is a lot of demand, prices go up. And so what did we see happening in the housing market? You know, step back about 8 months ago when there was nobody willing to buy a house, or there were no houses, I'm sorry, on the market. And all of a sudden, people would start to put their house on the market and there'd be a bidding war. People would say, I'll pay $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 over asking. And, oh, don't worry about the inspection. Don't worry about that. I'll come in with cash. I'll do all of that. That's what happens, folks. But if you continue to think that housing prices are going up at that kind of rate, forget it. I mean, drive around your own neighborhood. Take a look to see how many housing for sale signs there are in the neighborhood. You know what that means? That means there's now more supply than there is demand. And when there's more supply than there is demand, guess what happens to housing prices or any price of any product when there's more supply than there is demand? The price goes down. That's what happens. But right now, if I have to pay 20% more for my food prices at the Topsfield Fair, the B'nai B'rith booth, I got to raise my price just like any other vendor does. If we can't find help and we have to pay more to people, that gets passed on to you, the consumer. You know, there are people saying, well, we need a workable wage. I agree. Everyone needs to have a workable wage. There's nothing wrong with a workable wage. But we are paying extraordinary amounts of money for people to sit around and do nothing, to tell you the truth, in many cases. And the business owner has no choice but to pass that on to you, because the business owner is not willing to make less money. Because you know why? Here's the biggest reason why. A business owner assumes all the risk. When business is not doing well, he takes less money. Sometimes he has to lay off some of his staff, but he's the last one to go down with the ship. So if he has to cut out profit sharing or cut out extra bonuses for himself or cut out even pay for himself just so he can have his other employees working, he's got to do that too. And so when times are good, he or she deserves to be rewarded. That's what happens. I thought it was interesting. I heard a guy on a radio station, not this radio station, another radio station, who was looking for some advice. And he called and he says, you know, I'm tired of doing my job in this factory that I work in, and I've always wanted to run a little breakfast lunch place. And a friend of mine in the community here is selling his breakfast lunch place, and it's only $300,000. I know I can borrow from my 401k. This is what he said. I can borrow from my 401k, maybe even get a loan from the bank. And the place is open 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. And he's like, that's what I need. A 6 to 2, run the restaurant, in and out, it'll be great. And so he had people call in to give him advice. What do you think? And he says, my wife thinks I'm nuts. And these people just ripped this guy to shreds. First of all, they all started with, what the heck are you doing sacrificing your 401k to buy a restaurant when 50% of restaurants at least fail? Number two, if you think you're only working 6 to 2, you are nuts. That might be the time when your customers can come into the restaurant. Who's prepping? Look, our booth at the fair right now, I run the B'nai B'rith booth at the Topsfield Fair. Fair opens at 10 today. My wife, Laura, has been there before. She started over there before I started this radio show at 8 o'clock. And as soon as I get out of here, I'm heading over there to help her prep and do work at the booth so we can be ready for you at 10 o'clock. And then...
You mean you don't show up at 10? And just open and go?
Yeah, you know, I just, you know, the coffee's already made.
And then when it's over, you just leave?
That's it. We just leave it
get
there.
Get in the car and leave?
Yeah, well, we have the elves.
You have elves?
And we have elves. Actually, we have gnomes. Gnomes is a big thing in my house. But the gnomes, they come in and spiffy it up and clean it. You know, remember those really scrubbing bubble bob?
Oh, yeah.
They just show up. They clean up the place.
So that's how it works in the restaurant?
That's
business?
Right.
I had no idea.
That's how it works. And then the health inspector shows up in the morning and goes, how did you do that? It's like magic.
It is magic.
Yeah, because the health inspector can walk into my office, into the booth, whether we're open for business or not. Okay. She has a key.
Now tell us what reality really is.
What reality is that first of all, we've been cooking this stuff. A lot of the food that we have to have for 11 days is, a lot of this food that we've had to have for 11 days has been prepared a month and a half in advance. We have to prep food every single day. You got to manage inventory. I got to make sure I don't run out of food. And we've already made a mistake. We know we're going to run out of chicken fingers today, but we'll have those back on Monday. But it's a lot of work. And then you got to manage people. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sick. I don't feel like coming into work today. You know what that means? Does that mean your restaurant closes? No, it means it. What that means is that you got to work. You got to find somebody else to work. It's just crazy. So folks, running a business is not nearly as easy as you think it is. There are risks and rewards to be taken. When you invest in the stock market, there are risks and rewards as well. But this is something somebody else is working for you to try to help you make money. That's how it works. And what we try to do is provide financial advice in a language you can understand. And I hope you're getting this. Yes, the stock market's off for the month. It's down for the month, but it's really up super for the year. It really is. All right. And we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I got Jamie O'Brien hanging on the line. He is ready to tell you what's going on at the fair. And man, what a great day it was, what great weather. There's so many great things going on at the fair. And I can't wait to hear what Jamie has to say to share it with you. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. With all that's gone on over the past couple years, perhaps retirement is sounding pretty good. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? It's time for a real plan, a plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced and we're fiduciaries. We listen and we collaborate with your best interests in mind. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us for answers to your why, how, and what if questions. If now is the time to get serious about your retirement, please give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, and also the General Manager of the B'nai B'rith booth that's over at the Topsfield Fair. And joining me on the line right now is the General Manager of the Big Show, the Big Topsfield Fair, celebrating its 203rd year, Jamie O'Brien. Welcome to the show, Jamie.
Hey, thank you very much, Mark. What a great day it is today.
It sure is. We had a great day yesterday, too, huh?
Yeah, you know something? It was fantastic. Everybody was so excited to be back. It felt good to walk around. People were so happy. People were seeing things. Their kids were laughing, having a great time. I mean, people were standing at the B'nai B'rith booth right there trying to get their food. I mean, it was all great. It was just perfect.
It really was a great day. And, you know, some of the people that were working in my booth, they started crying. because they were so excited to be back with people that they hadn't seen in a long time. It was just a great feeling to be part of the community again. And that's really the spirit of the whole Topsfield Fair.
Absolutely. You know, the fair really does a lot for a lot of people. You know, it comes from our customers, but our volunteers and everyone, you know, they're all engaged with this thing. They really enjoy it every year. Boy, they gear up. That was one of my fears going into it this year, that I wasn't sure after everybody having a year off if they would have said, wow, there is something else to do in the fall. But guess what? There's nothing else to do in the fall except Topsfield Fair and being here.
That's right. They all came back, didn't they? I love seeing the traffic and the parking lots full and people on the rides, the booths and everything. It's busy.
Oh, it was. It's been really good. We're finding that the gates are flowing good. We made some adjustment on our gates to allow people to come in easier. The parking, we got plenty of parking. We've been parking in the our satellite farm up the street. I mean, it's just been great. Things went off yesterday better than I ever could have hoped.
Yeah, and man, did we have a lot of people for the hot dog eating contest, huh?
Oh, boy, wasn't that fun. Everybody came out. There was a huge crowd watching on, cheering them on. That was definitely a fun event.
So we're doing that again next year, right?
Absolutely. See, now you got me jammed in. How can I say no? It was such a big event yesterday.
So what's going on at the fair today? What big things are happening today?
You know, so I'm sitting down here at the clubhouse. I'm looking out. We have the 4-H Youth Horse Show here. I'm looking at probably 4 or 5 dozen animals with young people with their animals, brushing them, trying to get them ready for the show. We have horse polling later on today. There's events going on, 5 stages going on nonstop all day long. So, I mean, it's just so much to see. You got to get here early. Well, that's, I tell you, it's going to take you all day to see everything.
That's for sure. You know, I don't think people realize some of the hidden stages that are kind of like tucked away. There's one back in Kittyland. There's a couple that are over towards where the Midway is. People don't realize some of the other entertainment besides what goes on at the grandstand and on the tree and on stage.
Absolutely. You know, there's, like you mentioned, so in Kittyland has a stage. The picnic area has a stage. We have the Trine on stage, which is out front, the grandstand. And, you know, on the weekend, especially a weekend like today, the grandstand, there's always something going on all day long.
Yeah.
So you just have to bop from one event to the next.
So Laura, my wife, who you know, works at the booth, and she took her sister around yesterday, who'd never been to the fair, and Laura hadn't been in the poultry booth or the poultry barn in a long time. She says there is a chicken that has this giant, I don't know, white bouffant or something that's growing off the top of its head that you got to go out and see. I don't know if you've checked out the chickens at all.
You know something? We love going over and looking at the baby chicks.
Yep.
You get to hold a baby chick. I love to see the kids, how excited they are. You know, it's the same thing down the cattle barn. You know, how do you get so excited about cows? But the kids get a chance to touch and interact with them, and it's just a tremendous thing.
Yeah, and you have a lot of different exhibits that are out there. You know, the kids or even other adults, you know, who's got the prettiest eggplant or the prettiest decorated pumpkin? You got stuff in the Grange. You got stuff in all of the various barns. And I know you award ribbons and all sorts of stuff to that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the youth program in the fruit and vegetable building is unbelievable. The kids come in. They love decorating their pumpkins. They're excited. They want to come. Yesterday, I could see them because they brought them in Wednesday, Thursday this week. And then yesterday, they were all coming in to see what ribbon they got. That ribbon is so important to those children. It's better than money for them. They love it.
It really is. They love to be recognized. And they work so hard to be part of this. Well, Jamie, I want to thank you for being here on the show. Well, I'm heading to the fair right after this broadcast, and we'll be out open. The B'nai B'rith booth will be open. Everything's going to be open. It's going to be another great day at the fair. And fortunately, Tom Brady and the Patriots did you a favor. They're not playing until tonight, right?
Yeah.
So that's right. So have a great day at the fair. I'll see you in a little bit. Thanks for joining us, Jamie. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Well, that's Jamie O'Brien, general manager of the Topsfield Fair. I'm heading over there. Fair hours today are 10 a.m. to, I believe, 9 p.m. They're closing a little bit earlier for a few days on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Back open the normal 10 to 10 on the other weekend. It's just, it's so much fun. Bring the kids out. Yeah, you know, hopefully you bought your tickets in advance. Hopefully you bought your parking in advance. If not, just go. It is the best money you'll spend just to see your kids' faces light up. When's the last time you got to go out and have some really good family wholesome time where the kids they're just eyes are going everywhere. They're so excited. You know, yeah, you're going to spend a little bit of money. But you know what? I have found from so many of our clients that the best money they spend is money that they spend on experiences with their family. And the Topsfield Fair is one of those experiences. Look, you know, you got Salem Haunted Happenings happening in a couple weeks over in Salem. I mean, another great event of things that happen. But, you know, you may not want to bring your younger kids to that. It's a little scary. But, you know, go to the fair. Oh, what, the Swifty Swine Racing Pigs, they're back. There is so much to do at the fair. And like I said, if you're listening to the fair, you come by the window today. Say hello to ask for either Laura or me. And we got a special treat for you just for listening to this radio show. I wanted to also let you know that I wanted to thank Scott Whitley. Scott Whitley, who's on right after this. We're going to turn it over to him in just a minute. Scott co-emceed the hot dog eating contest with me yesterday at the B'nai B'rith booth. And man, was that fun. I can't believe the number of people, the sheer number of people that came out to watch this. I mean, I know Jamie, he's downplaying it a bit, but he was blown away by how many people showed
200,000.
Up. 200,000. Yeah, 200,000. They were watching it. They sent in drones, and they were streaming it across America, across the entire planet. There was, you know, but there was well over 1,000 people showed up, sitting on picnic benches, standing all around. It was a corner of the fair, a small corner of the fair, that just was filled with so much excitement, so much enthusiasm. Just one of the number of millions, probably hundreds of thousands of things that happen at the fair every single day. So many things to see, so much to do. You know, take a look around every corner because there seems to be another hidden gem everywhere. They even put a giant Ferris wheel this year in Kiddyland. That was a new feature. We had never had a big Ferris wheel in Kiddyland. It was usually up by the Midway. But he just does such a good job. And I mean, trying to manage all of these people and the volunteers that work, then there you got your security personnel that want to try to keep everybody safe, and they are doing a very good job keeping everybody safe. It's going to be a great day. I've got to get out of here, though, because I got to make room for Scott Whitley. He's got more to talk about on Wicked Bites Radio. I've got to get out of here because I can't leave Laura over at the booth all by herself having to make all the prepped food,
right? You got to bail her out. I mean, they're going to be opening soon.
Yeah, we are going to be opening soon. So before I head out of there, let me remind you of a couple things. I have a free weekly newsletter that we put out every single Friday. It's called Planning Pointers. If you'd like to receive it, you'll join the 7,000-plus subscribers. Go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page on the website. Put in your name and your email address, and easy enough, you'll get signed up. It'll land in your mailbox this Friday. In fact, some of the stories that we talked about earlier in the show came from last week's newsletter. In addition to that, if now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning and investment management needs, I truly hope you'll give us a call. We are sincere. We do it what I believe the right way. We are certified financial planners. We are fiduciaries, and we are placing your interest first always. Give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Jody will take your call tomorrow because she's not in the office today. She'll talk you through it. Or if you just want to leave a message today, go ahead and do that. Or check out our website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, financial.com. Up at the top, you can say, learn more about Friedman Financial, and you'll see what our fees are, what our costs are, how it all works, our typical clients, all that kind of stuff. Lots of great information, lots of great videos, and it's going to be a great day again today. So, and hey, good luck to the Patriots. You know, I'm rooting for them.
What's your prediction, real quick? What do you got?
What do I got?
Yeah, what's going to happen?
You know what? I'm gonna.
Oh, he's speechless.
I think today's the day that Mac Jones breaks out of his shell and he throws for 5 touchdowns today.
Heard it here first.
And Tom Brady, it just gets rattled because Bill Belichick knows Tom Brady's weaknesses. He's never shown them to anybody else.
Wow.
But the defense is going to read Tom Brady, and that's going to be
bold prediction.
Bold predictions. I'm going for 48-6. Patriots.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, this is being recorded.
Right? No, this is. So, you know, if I'm right.
Yeah.
If I'm right, man, I'll be a hero.
Well, next week I won't be able to deal with it.
Well, I'm not counting on that being the case. I really don't think that's going to be the score, but that's what I'm shooting for. That's what I'm announcing today. 48-6, Patriots. All right. That's going to do it for us. Everyone, have a great day. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial right here on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.